Previously on Barefoot Boys, we watched with great dismay Bagan's failed campaigns in the 1909 and 1910 editions of the IFA Shield, but things were about to change. The Indian Football Association was formed in 1983, and the first thing it did was to announce an eponymous tournament, the IFA Shield. The trophy is gigantic, more than half the size of an average player. If you look up photos of winning teams posing with the IFA Shield trophy over the years, you'll notice that the trophy is never held aloft by a player or two. It's always kept on the ground with the team huddled around it. It reminds me of those ancient Greeks and their metal effigies on the battlefield. Now I have to ask, have you seen the trophy? The centerpiece is embossed with cherubic angels bearing a standard and four football players. In the center is an image of Britannia, the female warrior, the national personification of Great Britain. Interesting, don't you think, that our oldest, perhaps most revered sports trophy, a physical embodiment of the anti-British sentiment of its time, features something so quintessentially British. Great topic for a high school debate, I think. From Luminary, this is Barefoot Boys, a podcast about an Indian football team that went toe-to-toe with the British and against all odds emerged as a national symbol. A symbol that told a country fighting for independence, we can win. I'm Konkona Sen Sharma.
It's my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mohan Bagan, 1911. Finally, we're here. We are excited because we know what's coming. But the team didn't. They were no longer content with winning tournaments like the Trades Cup, where the British teams sent their B teams and trainee players. The IFA Shield was the real prize. 2 years of dismal defeat in the tournament, the second worse than the first. It was clear that something had to change if they had to play successfully at this level. Now, no one knew this better than Subedar Major Sailendra Nath Bose, the man whose rigorous militaristic training regiments were responsible for the tremendous shift in the team's fortunes in the last few years. Now, he faced a new challenge, how to level up again. And he chose an interesting approach. He decided to give his captain Sheepdas Bhaduri full freedom to undertake a tactical overhaul. And what did Sheepdas do? He had Obhilash Ghosh take his own place as the centre forward. It takes a certain large-heartedness to do this, because the striker, as the one who scores the goals, usually gets the most glory. If a football team were a band, the centre forward is the lead singer, the one the public comes to love. I mean, who knows Coldplay's drummer's name, right? Sheepdas's next move was to switch the positions of Habul Sarkar and Rajendranath Sengupta. Habul Sarkar was made an inside forward and Rajen was moved to midfield. Rajen was the youngest member of the team and the captain wanted to utilize his endless energy in the midfield. This was the formation Bagan would play with. 2-3-5, shaped like a pyramid or an arrowhead. And to all you football fiends, nope, I haven't got this wrong. They use 2 defenders, 3 midfielders, 5 forwards. I'm told that this formation, this whole strategy sounds crazy aggressive as compared to how the game is played today. But I guess that's how they did things back then. The start was less than auspicious. Even before the first match against St. Xavier's, the team received news that one of their players, Sudhir Chatterjee, would not be able to make it. Let me tell you a little bit about Sudhir Chatterjee. He was a professor, the studious type. He was also a Christian and did a lot of work with the church. That's why he's commonly referred to as the Reverend Sudhir Chatterjee. But on the field, Sudhir was called Lucky or Babu. Lucky because he'd been a good luck charm for the club. Babu because he could be quite the sophisticated gentleman. He always entered the field wearing his jersey, trousers and polished boots. Yes, you heard that right. Polished boots. Because Reverend Sudhir Chatterjee was the only member of the Omor Akadosh to play with boots. Maybe we can put it down to his stint in Cambridge.
I don't exactly know how he started his journey in his football career, but he was interested in football even when he was in Kolkata. But his interest really deepened after he went to Cambridge for his studies.
This is Jyotsna Chatterjee, his daughter-in-law.
In fact, when he came back, he started a school here near Bishnupur. He called it Shiksha Sadan, which he built based on his experiences in Cambridge. You know, every hostel had a swimming pool, things like that. Because he believed that real education is strengthening the body, mind and spirit. That they should be in union for the holistic development of a person.
In 1924, Sudhir suffered a knee injury that ended his regular football career forever. But his influence was not restricted to the pitch. He had a very busy life outside football as a respected teacher, philanthropist, and evangelist. Anyway, back to that first round in the 1911 IFA Shield. Opponents, St. Xavier's. No Sudhir, because he couldn't get chutti from his principal. Now, you'd think no big deal. If one player is unavailable, then just pick another. But it wasn't quite so simple in those days.
And you know, that Mohun Bagan team, I believe, had only 11 players. They had, those days, substitution system was not there. But they didn't have a squad of 14 or 16 or 18, nothing like that. I think they had only 11 players.
This is football journalist Joydeep Basu again.
And whenever they had some problem, they will borrow some players from some because rules were very relaxed those days. You can always pick up a player from other club. If you are playing, if the boy has not played in the IFA Shield before for another club, then he can always play for you.
But you know Sheepdas Bhaduri a little by now. How his mind operated. Stubborn and proud fellow. And he was extremely aware of team dynamics. A new player could throw them all off and upset their chances even further. So he decided that he'd rather play a man short than get someone new into the team. And that's the reason Bagan took to the field with only 10 players that day. And you know what? No Sudhir, no problem. The first goal of the first match came midway through the first half. It came from the youngest player of the team, Obhilash Ghosh. The ball cannoned into the goalpost. He had broken the goalpost. And along with it, it seems he had broken St. Xavier's. They tried hard to get into the game, but it just wasn't on the cards. Neel Madhav Bhattacharya, Bhuti Shukul and Rajin Sengupta ensured that Bagan didn't miss Sudhir Chatterjee that afternoon. And in the second half, Bijoy Das Bhaduri ended up scoring 2 more goals for the Green and Maroons. A 3-0 victory with just 10 men. Imagine. Obhilash Ghosh, called the Black Devil, was all of 19 years old. He had stepped into Sheepdas's position of centre forward and performed with the ease of a veteran. He was absolutely fearless on the pitch, a master of hold-up play, often using his body to shield the ball from opponents while his teammates got into good positions. Obhilash was also known for his off-the-ball movement. He was adept at running into spaces to receive passes from the midfield players. Obhilash was originally from East Bengal and first came to Calcutta to study at the Scottish Church College. He joined Bagan in 1911 at his friend and fellow mariner Rajin Sengupta's insistence. His speed and fearlessness made an impression from the very beginning of the season.
So what happened that Sailendranath Basu, when he came, when he became the secretary of Mohun Bagan, he, I believe, tried to raise a team by position by position.
This is Joydeep Basu again. He's talking about how Sailen Bose famously scoured the by lanes and gullies of North Calcutta to find talent.
He picked up his position and tried to find out the best available talent for that position within his limitations. He didn't go to districts or didn't go to Tamil Nadu or Bombay or Hyderabad or Bangalore to recruit players. Within his limitations, within his area, that 4 or 5 kilometers area, the boys, oh, pick up the best. And also from the colleges and universities. There are so many boys from the colleges, like Abhilash Ghosh. A couple of others were also college students.
When Abhilash joined the side just a few months before the IFA Shield, there was a feeling that the last piece of Sailen's jigsaw had snapped into place. Another critical piece of that puzzle, sometimes overlooked because of his more famous brother, was the other goal scorer in that first round match against St. Xavier's, Bijoydas Bhaduri. Some may have called Shibdas the most skilled player in Calcutta, but many others felt that that honour belonged to Bijoydas. Bijoydas' style was unique. He had extraordinary ball control, a physical agility that allowed him to twist and turn past defenders. He would often bamboozle them by threatening to shoot or pass and then suddenly dropping his shoulder to dribble past them with ease.
Bijoydas Bhaduri was older than Shibdas. He would remember that Shibdas Bhaduri used to spend hours at the football ground watching his brothers play. Shibdas would he would take care of their clothes and slippers while they played. And then he felt like he also wanted to play. But how exactly they came into the team, I don't know.
This is Devika Bhaduri, Shibdas Bhaduri's great granddaughter-in-law.
I have always heard that his presence on the field was like that of a leader. Also, he had a strong tactical brain. For example, he had the idea of using the fact that he and his brother looked similar to confuse the opponents.
This is straight out of a movie, right? The two brothers, Shibe and BJ, looked so similar that they'd often swap positions in the middle of a game to confuse the opposition.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The second round match was against the Rangers, 4 days later. The Englishman, a daily newspaper that would decades later be absorbed by the Statesman, had written off the team's chances.
Great as the rejoicing was in the Indian camp after last evening's victory, the lamentations on Friday may be much greater.
Friday came around and it looked increasingly likely that the Englishman's prediction would come true. But Shibdas, ever the leader, kept the team spirits up. The barefoot boys would fight till the very end. The pitch was a minefield. The Rangers kept threatening to score early on in the game, but their attempts were luckily off target. A player named Lawton hit a long-range shot that whistled past the post. Bagan then got a free kick at the other end because of a foul by Durant, but they were unable to make anything of it. And then the Rangers got another chance. The normally reliable goalkeeper, Hiralal Mukherjee, spilled the ball, leaving a Rangers player, Cody, with a simple chance to score. Cody missed. Maybe it was Bagan's day after all. It was nearing half-time when there was a moment of foolishness, bad luck. Chandler, one of the Rangers' defenders, mistimed a clearance at the back. And guess who happened to be lurking there to pounce on the ball? The fox in the box, skipper Shibdas Bahaduri. The hallmark of a great player is that they never let an opponent get away with mistakes. Shibdas scored and Bagan went into halftime with a one-goal lead. Just the window Bagan needed. Shibdas scored a second goal off a cross by Kanu Roy. And now Bagan were coasting with a two-goal lead. But there was time yet for one nervy moment that almost derailed the team. Defender Bhuti Shukul slipped on the muddy ground while trying to control a loose ball. And as he flailed his arms to balance himself, he tugged at the jersey of Allen, one of the Rangers. Unfortunately, this was because Bhuti's game had a fatal flaw. Positioning. Football is often about anticipation, and Bhuti had a tendency to follow the ball rather than track the forward he was marking. Goalkeeper Hiralal used to jokingly say, "Shukul shobai ke shamlai, khali amake dobai." Shukul saves everyone but drowns me. So, positioning was Bhuti's Achilles heel. Otherwise, he was quite the perfect specimen for a defender. Tall, muscular, strong. It is said that he could kick the ball such long distances that it sometimes resulted in an attack for Bagan's forwards. His aerial abilities were famous. He was unafraid to head the ball when an opposing player was challenging for it. Surprisingly, even though he was made captain of the club in 1916, there are no records of Bhuti Shukul's actual name. He was always just Bhuti to his teammates. Anyway, back to the game. Bhuti's arm flailing and jersey tugging had taken place inside the penalty box. The referee awarded a penalty kick to the Rangers. Now let me tell you something. Those of you who aren't that familiar with football, saving a penalty is a ridiculously difficult thing to do. Imagine you're facing a penalty as a goalkeeper. The kicker is 12 yards out and in those days could place the ball anywhere between the 8 yards that form the width between the two goalposts. The odds are heavily stacked against you because the striker has a huge goal to aim at. And in a split second, you have to guess which way he'll go and commit to it. Where will you go? Left? Right? Will you dive, stand firm, leap high in the air? Thankfully, saving penalties came easily to Hiralal. He was something of a specialist with an uncanny ability to anticipate the kick and dive in the right direction to make the save. Hire, as they called him, inspired so much confidence in fans that they would say, "Tobe kono bhoy nei re, gole daniye amader Hire." Don't be afraid, Hire is between the poles. And he did it again that day. He blocked the penalty kick with his legs. Hiralal, who hailed from the Bagbajar area of North Calcutta, who was poached from the Howrah Sporting Club by Celine Bose in 1906, whose day job was a firm called Martin Brick Company, was literally a wall that day. But by his own admission, he was simply lucky. Many years later, here's what Hiralal told writer Paresh Nondi.
"A penalty? What can be done? I stood a little in front of the goal with my heart full of fear. I moved nervously, once to the right, once to the left. I can't remember exactly who kicked the ball. It was a long time ago. But once they kicked the ball, honestly, I wasn't myself anymore. Suddenly, what's that hitting my legs? What happened to my legs? Something came and hit my legs. Oh my God!"
A solitary consolation goal by Allen is all that the Rangers could muster. It was too little, too late. Mohun Bagan was into the third round of the IFA Shield for the first time in its history. Next on Barefoot Boys, Bagan gears up to meet the military team from the Rifle Brigade in the quarterfinals. And the Rifle Brigade was the team that had knocked Bagan out of the IFA Shield the previous year. There was so much to play for. Barefoot Boys is a Luminary original podcast produced by Rainshine Entertainment, and you've been listening to me, Konkona Sen Sharma. Gaurav Vaz is our executive producer. Vivek Madan is our director and script supervisor. Our writing team was led by Vivek Madan, Vikram Shah and Archana Nathan, who wrote these episodes along with Shankhudeep Sengupta, Nevin Thomas, Arka Bhattacharya and Amar Shias. We recorded the podcast at Island City Studios with Ashyar Balsara. Sachi Rajadhaksh is our sound designer and audio producer. And Ayan Dee mixed and mastered these episodes. Thanks to all our guests and experts for their time and valuable inputs. And a special thank you to Sidin Vadukut for his help getting this podcast off the ground. And most of all, thanks to the Omo Rakadosh, 11 men who did the impossible, who taught a country to dream and for a brief moment showed us what freedom felt like long before we were free.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.